weeks in a row, and I'm kicking it off with Def Leppard. I've also got The Tubes lined up and some classics from The Beatles. It's all coming up next right here on AFN Legacy.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Three more firings in the prostitution scandal surrounding the Secret Service. That makes six since it was learned last week that agents were accused of doing business with a prostitute in South America.
So far, a total of 12 staffers have been implicated, and more may be coming. The head of the Secret Service briefing President Obama on the situation. One employee has been cleared of serious misconduct, but is still in for some sort of administrative action.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nato in Washington, an investigative branch of the Secret Service, is still asking questions at the hotel in Columbia where the scandal surfaced. President Obama says a college education should not be a luxury, but he warns that it could be.
If Congress doesn't act, on July 1st, interest rates on some student loans will double. Nearly 7.5 million students will end up owing more on their loan payments. That'd be a tremendous blow, and it's completely preventable.
The president, in his regular Saturday speech, Republicans say the administration has spent too much time pushing for tax increases on the rich.
With nearly 13 million Americans unemployed, the last thing we need is to raise taxes and create greater uncertainty for our nation's job creators.
Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. The reaction of Trayvon Martin's family to George Zimmerman getting a bond release in Florida?
They are devastated. After 9 days from the killer of their son being arrested, they learned that he will be released.
Attorney Benjamin Crump. Zimmerman apologized on the stand yesterday before a judge ruled he could be released on $150,000 bond. Zimmerman is accused of a second-degree murder of Martin. He claims it was self-defense. A warning to Israeli citizens to leave a popular tourist spot in Egypt. Israel's government says it has concrete information that militants are planning to attack Israeli visitors in the Sinai Desert region. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Baron Ballin.
From the Did You Know files of American military history, James Lawrence. Recognize the name? How about Don't Give Up the Ship? Certainly you recognize those words. The famous phrase comes from the War of 1812. James Lawrence was a young, newly promoted captain when he was assigned to the wooden frigate Chesapeake. She was a sturdy and proven ship, but Lawrence's crew had little experience. Shortly after he took command, the Chesapeake was challenged by the HMS Shannon, stationed off the coast of Boston, which boasted the best crew in the British Navy. The Americans were soon overwhelmed, and Lawrence himself was mortally wounded. Even so, he ordered his men to fire faster and not to give up the ship. The crew struggled valiantly and continued to fight, carrying out their dying captain's words, but to no avail. The Chesapeake was captured and later used by the British. But the phrase, "Don't give up the ship," became a rallying cry that has survived the test of time. And now you know.
I'll tell you, Alcott, I should have spent more time studying the customs of that last tribe we encountered. I never would have worn my shoes in the temple.
And not removing your hat. Very bad thing.
It's pretty unlikely you'll find yourself in a situation quite like that. But learning the customs and traditions of your host country can actually be fun. It's a sign of respect to the people who live there, and it makes it easier to enjoy your time overseas.
Hey, I've got a rat. Lovely image, though. Lovely.
Honey, why are you out here? Don't you hear the baby?
I'm in timeout.
What?
He's cried all day. I don't know what's wrong with him. But I laid him in his crib and I walked out here to calm down. I'll go check on him.
Stay there and relax. I'll check.
Hey, losing control sometimes results in the person shaking a baby. And that causes serious injuries. From blindness to brain damage, even death. Learn how to stay in control. Contact Family Advocacy.
Hey, got B-sides? We play thousands of them.
AFN Legacy,
the world's classic rock station.
You know, 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 All right. American, British, and some Canadian and Euro classes sprinkled in for good measure.
AFM Legacy.